that we have about this. For many years, and let me just say this before you get too far, I'm fired up.
Amen.
Amen.
We are too.
I'm fired up. And,
for many years, we have talked about and look forward to establishing a great church in Brevard County. The Brevard Group started as part of the East Region of the Orlando Church. For a long time, the disciples in Brevard traveled to Orlando for Sunday services, midweek services, and Bible talk. Many have stepped up and filled the leadership gap in Brevard over the years, going back to the mid to late 90s. These include Keith and Becky Gifford, J.C. and Shyla Smith, Ryan and Kelly Rhodes, Steve and Angie Middleton, Greg and Letty Coley, Royale and Rochelle Williams, Mark and Kendall Maloney, and Eddie and Lepatic Francis. Mark and Kendall have faithfully led the Brevard Group for the past 5 years. Amen. Eventually, the brothers and sisters started meeting in Brevard for Sunday services. Many brothers from Orlando have come to preach over the past few years, including Dennis Heide, Carlos Gallego, J.P. Tynes, Scott Schultz, Herb Rodriguez, J.J. Lullen, Jose Ferrer, Eddie Francis, Tom Kuhn, and locally Mark Maloney and Curtis Parker. Recently, three men and their wives came to Brevard with an interest in leading the new church planting scheduled to start in January 2016. Those who came were Tom and Carma Kuhn, Stephen and Roxanne Little, and Kent and Heather McKean. A selection committee was formed, made up of Mark and Kendall Maloney, Greg and Letty Coley, and Jared and Trina Francis, Katrina Francis. These couples, along with J.P. and Pat Tynes and my wife and myself, spent time with and interviewed all the candidates and their wives. In addition to their input, these couples spoke with most, if not all, of the Brevard family to get your input. This was very challenging because all agreed that all of the candidates were outstanding. It was a privilege to have such a group express an interest in Brevard. After the final candidate had preached and was interviewed, the search committee got with the Tynes and Francises, the older Francises, to discuss the feelings expressed by you all as the Brevard family and to share their input as well. A recommendation was then conveyed to the Orlando eldership, except for the Coons, for their questions and input. This was a very challenging decision because all of the candidates were great. At the conclusion of that meeting, it was decided to go with the recommendation of the selection committee, which was echoed by the Tynes and Elder Francis couple. I'm excited to announce that the leader of the Brevard Church planning is Tom Kuhn, supported by his wife, Karma. Tom's experience, his vision, his love for Brevard, wow, and his wisdom make him the best choice for Brevard for such a time as this. Please reach out to them and let them know how grateful we are to have a couple like them to lead Brevard. The Coons may not have been your personal choice, but this is an answered prayer, folks, and a dream come true. Dream come true for me personally.
Amen.
I want you to give your hearts to the Coons. They'll do a great job. We are looking forward to God doing great things in Brevard. And I'm going to have Mark eat the next mouthful because I can't see. This is from Tom.
Okay, so this is an email that Tom wanted us to read when the announcement was made. But dear brothers and sisters, Karma and I want to communicate to you just how excited we are and inspired by your selection of us to lead the Brevard Church planting. Our thanks to the selection committee who spent many hours in interviews, follow-ups, and prayer to arrive at this decision. We cannot wait to officially be there full-time, although we are spending as many weekends as possible at our new home working through as he puts in quotes, moving Box City. Between now and the end of the year, as I transition out of my current job and Karma moves her counseling practice, we intend to have as many as possible into our home so we can get to know each of you, your families, your dreams, and desires. Our deepest desire is to build a church of family that will glorify God and reflect Jesus, and to that end, we will labor with all our strength. And oh, and by the way, you will find us to be really big on having fun. You will also find us to be out-of-the-box thinkers, not afraid to try something entirely different, so we are sure that we will have a wild, fun ride together. Amen. With much love and anticipation, Tom and Karma. Amen.
Let's say a prayer and then we'll have a closing song.
Father, we are grateful again.